Good evening, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and this is Eagles Nightly here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. The Eagles were dealt a tough defeat at the hands of the New Orleans Saints on Monday Night Football. The good thing is that the Eagles have a short week to quickly put the game in the rearview mirror and prepare for their arch nemesis, the Dallas Cowboys. Just hours after the team returned from New Orleans, head coach Andy Reid tried to make sense of the team's 28-13 loss, which was the team's fourth straight defeat. He didn't need to see the coaching tape to point out some of the struggles from a fundamental standpoint, which included missed tackles. The Saints entered the game ranked last in the league in rushing offense, but gained 140 yards on the ground. And a good chunk of those yards were a result of missed tackles.
One of the things that we've stressed here over the years is that you run through your tackles. Make sure that you keep your eyes up. Put yourself in a safe position to make the tackle, plus be able to see the offense player. And I didn't think we did a very good job of that. Angles are also very important.
Offensively, the Eagles looked to take advantage of the historically bad Saints defense, one that allowed the most yards in the first seven games in NFL history. The Eagles kept that trend alive in some ways, gaining 447 yards of total offense. However, that resulted in only 13 points. Why? The team struggled in the red zone, going 0-for-5 with two turnovers. Reid certainly understands that's not a recipe for success.
Well, listen, I started with me and I look at the play calls and the design of the plays for the secondaries that we're seeing in the pass game, the run game, same with the fronts. And then execution of those plays. I mean, you go and you look at that. So we're hit and miss there. We've had some sacks. We've had some turnovers. So we've all got a little piece of this thing. And we've got to make sure that we tighten that up and, again, starting by putting the players in the right position.
The one thing you have to credit the Eagles for is they remained competitive until the end. In the third quarter alone, the Eagles had a brilliant lateral kickoff return for a touchdown wiped out, which would have made it a one-possession game. The Eagles could never get the deficit to single digits, but on Tuesday, Reid reflected on the makeup of the team, and he does not think character is an issue with this squad.
Things I saw were guys playing hard. We've got to make plays. If guys are in position to make plays, then you got to make the plays. And then coaches have to make sure they put the players in position to make plays. So it's not, this is, we're all in this thing together. But I didn't sense that. Is there a frustration that things aren't going well? Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, these guys want to do well. Coaches want to do well. Players want to do well. So, they're battling to get that done. And they're working hard to get it done. So, I don't see that isn't the problem right now. The problem is you got to get a couple things bouncing your way and creating things going your way and make a couple plays here or there, and then and then you get this thing turned around. I think it's important that you continue to battle, and that we're all in this together, and that's important. And you're going to run into some tough times, whether it's playing football or in life. You're going to run into some tough times, man. So you keep battling, keep swinging, and then it's the coach's responsibility to make sure they're designing things right for the players, and then it's the player's responsibility to go out and execute.
The Eagles are 3-5, and it's time to delve into the numbers to see what's going on with this team. Looking at the offense, just like they were in New Orleans, the Eagles have moved the ball well all season as they are 10th in yards. However, teams have forced the Eagles to methodically move the ball and limit the big play as the Eagles rank 23rd in the league in yards per play this season. They have also been stymied by negative plays as they are 3rd in the league in negative play yardage. Now, even though the Eagles are prolific in yards, they are scoring just 16.6 points per game. And the performance in the red zone, where the Eagles are 30th in the league, speaks volumes. Meanwhile, on defense, it's tough to put a finger on what's happened in recent weeks. The Eagles allowed a 10-point lead to slip against Detroit, and they allowed 30 points to Atlanta and 21 to the Saints. Not a bad number against the Saints, but they couldn't get stops at key moments. Certainly, with the talent on the defensive side of the football, especially the D-line, the fact that the team is 30th in sacks per pass attempt is staggering. However, the Eagles overall have been good on third downs and in the red zone. Special teams nearly pull off the play of the year Monday night with the trick play by Brandon Boykin and Riley Cooper, but overall special teams has not helped a lot with the field position battle. The offense ranks 27th in starting field position, while the defense ranks 28th with a 5-yard difference between the two sides.